Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Used to be taboo to talk about gambling on the air. Remember that?
Yes, yes. You're supposed to say, just, you know, for fun.
Al Michaels would subtly say something like, well, nobody's interested in this extra point except me and those of you that have the over. Yeah.
The people in the desert may care at this point.
Musburger, you know, was sending it. Musburger was sending it all over the place, right? I mean, how happy was he that Jimmy was running up the score on poor Jerry Faust there at Notre Dame? Parsegian is screaming. Come on, Brett, say something about this. This is a disgrace. It's disgusting. He's throwing bombs with 3 minutes to go, up 30 points.
He popped champagne.
Brent's like, well, there it is. Wow, nice looking pass there. Did you see the trajectory on that one? As Arrow is throwing up, spitting up pea soup in the booth. By the way, Bob Baffert, and we mentioned this, and I didn't realize this, but Jersey Kyle turned me onto it. He was watching Baffert exit that restaurant that we were at the last night that we were in Encinitas, and Jill, his wife, went to her purse to grab some cash to tip the valet Parker, and a syringe fell out. Unbelievable. And it surprised nobody. I don't know if you ever experienced this. It's a place in Coconut Grove. And, you know, I mean, they had the spiffy part of Coconut Grove. And then as if there was no barrier there whatsoever, all of a sudden you're in a whole different world. And at that time, you know, I don't want to say it was almost third world, but it was pretty close. Like, if it wasn't third world, it was like two and a hook. The great Gene Dekaroff joins us here on the program. All right, let's start with the Buccaneers and their chances of repeating. Yeah. A lot of people think that they're pretty good. They're staggering along there, though, at very modest 7-5 at one point. And then it was Willie Moscone time. They run the table the rest of the way. What would you point to what accounted for the turnaround there after things kind of were a little dicey all the way around the Buccaneer organization with that somewhat so-so start?
Defoe, I'm jotting down right now Willie Moscone time. I have never heard that in my life. I love it. I run the table. Man, I've been doing this for a long, long time, and I've never heard Willie Moscone time. Oh, I had
was going to go Miserac, but Moscone has a certain ring to it. The man always wore a tuxedo, so he was a very dignified individual.
The time!
Wake up with Defoe, joined by Luby. Welcome to The Defoe Show.
Great to be with you on this fine Thursday. A little soggy out there to start out the morning. I'm Jeff DeForest along with Mike Luby. Lubitz, 940 wins, 1230 The Zone, and all around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Destination Sport Miami, thrilling launch yesterday. Good people involved in that whole thing, huh? That was unbelievable, Luby. I had a great time out there. Destination Sport Miami presenting the ALT Defoe Show, brought to you by Altitude International. And we get a chance to do something funky in this hour. Now, we do have Brandon Lang scheduled to join us. Brandon Lang, of course, the subject that the movie Two for the Money was based on. And when you have McConaughey playing your character, then you have to figure you're a man of somewhat style and distinction. Although Brandon Lang's distinctions tend to keep coming from the dark side, do they not? But a fine handicapper, and always with a great opinion, and always an interesting listen. Brandon Lang scheduled to join us in this hour. We go old school with Tony Segreto in the 8 o'clock hour. You think, Tony, I would never question the sincerity of a gentleman, and we know him to be a true gentleman, and of sanctimonious and virtuous character. Would you ever question the sincerity of a Tony Segreto, Mike Luby Lubitz?
Oh, no, not at all.
So you believe, is that, I wish we could dig this up. I'm sure you probably didn't flag this thing. When he gave a very tepid yes when we asked him if he thought the Hurricanes would win their game against Alabama outright, did it not seem like he just didn't want to say, I don't give him a shot, right? Which everybody else was of the opinion they would lose and maybe accomplish some kind of moral victory by being close in that ball game. But Tony, we put him on the spot. I probably shouldn't have done that, right? Because,
yes.
Look, do you really want to say in front of, I mean, he's on the board of trustees or something, right? How can he possibly say, oh, no, we're going to get buried. And he was right about that Bears game many years ago, and I laughed at him. I mocked him for weeks when he said that the Bears were going down to the Dolphins in 1985, a young Segretto on TV. What is that, 15 plus 21? That's how I figure out how many years ago it was.
I get it. I did the same thing.
36 years ago. Tony on the air makes one of the boldest predictions, and you thought, you stinking homer, Segretto. But no, it turned out he was right. The Dolphins had the formula to beat the Chicago Bears. They were the only team to derail them in that, I mean, just ridiculous season, right? They're putting out music videos, the Bears. That's how hot they were. They didn't even care.
But the Canes were not quarterbacked by Dan Marino. Derek King's nice. He's not Marino. And that Dolphins team actually was really good. They competed for a spot in the Super Bowl that year, so it wasn't like they were schminky. The Canes are solid, but we really don't know what they are, and now we know they're not anywhere near the level of Obama. Segretto was very, if you notice, when he has a strong opinion, like he kept bringing up all the other games, and he was very Georgia. Yeah. When he has a strong opinion, he doesn't hide it. If you notice, he stayed very far away from that Canes game. Like he didn't even want to talk about
it. He didn't want to touch
it.
He really didn't. You know, I'm a jerk for putting him on the spot on that thing. And what's he going to say?
He's on the board. Right, anyway. He really is on the board. Like, you can't say, you know, like, he would look bad either way.
You know what? I would have respected him if he said, hey, listen, man, we just don't have it anymore. Start looking forward to that game against Appalachian State.
Exactly.
Because this is going to be ugly. When they ran that ball from, I don't want to dwell on that, Luby.
You can't get over it.
Third and 12 from your own 42-yard line. You're going against Alabama. They just diced you up. Carved you up like a frog in a chemistry class, my friend. Unbelievable. As a biology, I guess. Anyway, don't know much about science books. Here's what we have for you, though. We have a massive giveaway that we're going to try and accomplish in this hour. I don't know if we'll be able to do it, but especially if I keep schlubbering and don't give you what the whole gist of this is. So here's what it is. And the first... You think we can do this with all of these things that we have to give away? Kevin Sorenzia has just inundated us with stuff, some of which we were supposed to give away earlier in the week. So we're a little behind on this.
Yes.
We have four pairs of general admission tickets to the Exotica Expo 2021 at the Miami Airport Convention Center. That is running from the 17th through the 19th. It is a sensation.
Yes, my wife's already excited.
Luby, who is
already excited about it, yes.
I'm glad she's excited about something. Usually with Luby on the leash like that, I'm surprised that you can even speak. Isn't that thing a little tight on your Adam's apple?
You're unbelievable. There's no leash.
Wouldn't Shirley at least go with the harness? I mean, you know, we put our dogs in a harness. All right, here's the thing with the Exotica tickets, and it is a good show, and Luby goes. With his lovely wife, Shirley. I like the fact that she's game for this. Tickets are good for a one-day admission. Exotica is the largest adult event in the USA. Dedicated to love and sex, two things that we like as much as football here on the show, right?
Yes.
Maybe more.
I was going to say.
Taking place, well, love is something that may be a bit of a foreign topic. Except for you, Luby. You're just absolutely ecstatic in love. It's great.
Yeah.
Taking place over 3 days, Exotica was created for like-minded adults who are looking to celebrate sexy, Luby.
Yes.
So you call us, and the first four people that do get a pair of these Exotica tickets, and then... We'll give you a choice, actually. So we have like seven things we're giving away here on the show. We have three pairs of tickets to see Evander Holyfield. Evander, the real deal, Holyfield. And this is for real. He's returning to the ring to fight the phenom UFC legend Vitor Belfort for the Legends 2 presented by Thriller Fight Club this Saturday, September 11th. That's coming up right around the corner, a couple of days from now, 6 p.m., from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida, let's welcome to the ring the former heavyweight champion of the world, Evander Holyfield. Additionally performing will be the Brazilian pop star Anita, Latino superstar Lunay, and Cuban supergroup Gente de Zona. Does that make sense? I probably said that wrong. I gave it a little French.
Oh, no. Okay, so here's the deal. First of all, it's Triller. I know that looks like that's not a real word, but it's Triller. And it's Gente.
Oh, Triller,
Gente de Zona is performing. Wow. Gente de Zona is huge. Gente de Zona. Gente de Zona. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Like family.
All right. Tickets with prices starting at $66 are on sale and may be purchased through Ticketmaster.com. So this is more than just a boxing match and a possible geezers at Caesars type of thing. We're talking about Evander Holyfield against Vitor Belfort and a tremendous,
yes,
eclectic concert that's going to be staged there. Seminole Hard Rock, it's a great place. And so we have three pairs of tickets for that. That's this Saturday night. So sure. Here's what you have to do. Just dial us up at 866-801-0940, 866-801-0940. A veritable Wheel of Fortune taking place here on the Defoe Show, Destination Sport Miami, presenting the ALT Defoe Show. And we are presenting you with an opportunity just to call in and win automatically. You're an automatic winner. The first, I guess, seven that we can accommodate with this stuff. What do you think, Louie? Is that going to go easily?
It's going to be fun, but at least we'll knock it out of the park this hour, which makes me very happy.
I'd love to hear from some people, too, about some of the things happening here on the show. Yeah, you never shut up, people. 866-801-0940. Run for 71. We got a little boost last night. Still alive there. Need 13 and 10 the rest of the way. Brian De La Cruz. Looks like, one of the good pickups, you would have to say. This kid's been dynamite since he's come over to the Marlins. Sandy Alcantara, our ace, with 14 Ks in the ballgame. Holy Nolan Ryan. He went nine innings of what turned out to be a 10-inning affair and had only allowed four hits in that ballgame against the New York Mets, who were plummeting quickly out of the race there. They sort of got themselves back in, knocking on a door, and then they've been a disaster for the last several games, including this one last night, 2-1. The Marlins win it. They'll do it again tonight at 6:40, and it's going to be Stroman for the Mets against Luzardo. Jesus Luzardo, who we picked up in the Marte deal. What's that? Huh?
Are we doing calls here? Actually, I don't mind doing this on there. I thought we were going to a break.
We're
calls.
Going to a break. No, well, okay. We'll start taking the calls because we have so much of this stuff to give away.
Okay.
Four pairs of Exotica tickets. That's coming up, Miami Airport Convention Center, the 17th through the 19th, a great adult entertainment type of show. And three pairs of tickets. For the concert alone, if you weren't a boxing fan, to see the real deal, Evander Holyfield. It was a very nice gentleman, Evander Holyfield. I don't know that I'm a big fan of him being in a fight at like 58 or whatever he is, but we've seen these other guys, right, come back, Tyson and Roy Jones
Sir.
Jr. That wasn't much of a fight, was it? What was Roy Jones doing in that fight? I think Tyson let him off the hook because he
likes
Roy.
Pretty much.
All right, we're coming back with more in a moment. And we'll take your calls. Just dial us up if you want to win some of this stuff. 866-801-0940. It's nice seeing NASCAR Roger out there with his lovely wife yesterday at the launch party for Destination Sport Miami. That was great. Thanks for stopping by, NASCAR Roger. Always good seeing and talking to the fans of the Defoe Show. And we'll be back with more and this giveaway in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 7:17.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Huge star as Kripke on The Big Bang Theory, John Ross Bowie joins us here on the show. You've had some endorsements. Was your Ford endorsement anything like this McConaughey stuff that's out there? Do other actors mock that? I mean, is that a source of comic relief for other people when you see McConaughey?
Dreams that he's driving around in that car sort of reciting this deep poetry. It's a very strange campaign. There is something very weird and otherworldly about the fact that one even wonders if he knows he's in a commercial at all or if he's driving around talking like that.
It does seem like he's more likely to drive the car off the cliff than into his driveway.
Doesn't it seem like this is the last thing we're ever going to hear from him, and they say he's going to bank a hard right off the freeway and just that'll be it?
It really does. That's the thing. You're betting on a commercial. Does he make it through?
There is nothing better than Defoe. We now return to the Defoe Show.
Giveaway City here on the ALT Defoe Show, presented by Destination Sport Miami. And once again, we thank all the people there connected with that fine project for their hospitality yesterday. It was a lot of fun, and I can't believe it. Randy Moss coming back to us. We'll be saying, hey, why don't we do this every week? Randy Moss. Yeah, we pull that off. I mean, that'll be one of the all-time coups here, right? Remember when Rappaport asked for the $25 and we had to tell him, break the news, it wasn't in the budget? Sorry, Ian. Yeah, thanks for coming on the show 100 times. I guess if we got $25 for 100 radio stations, right? I mean, it would be worth doing. No? What do you think?
I think it's good for him. I just, look, that's, it's not about a budget either. Like, to me, it's not about paying guests. We have a lot of people that are really good that don't request us to pay them. So,
no.
To me, it's like, well, and I like Rappaport,
like, to win one of these prizes, which is what we're going to give away to the callers here. And we had a couple of people drop off. So you can line up and name your prize to claim your prize. We have, in addition to three pairs, well, and this is beautiful. You can win, we have three pairs, so you can win a pair of tickets to see Evander Holyfield return to the ring.
Yes.
To fight the phenom, UFC legend Vitor Belfort. That guy is tough. For the Legends 2, presented by Triller Fight Club, this Saturday, that's coming up September 11th, 6 p.m., from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, right here in the beautiful city of Hollywood, Florida. And this is great. Additionally, performing live will be the Brazilian pop star Anita. She's dynamite. The Latino superstar Lunay. I think that's one of Tony Segreto's favorites.
There you go.
And the Cuban supergroup Gente de Zona.
Yeah, Shirley and I love it. We've seen them already in concert. They're great.
So you can see if Holyfield still has anything at 58. And then catch all of these great musical acts. And all you have to do is call us and ask for a pair of tickets while supplies last. Tickets with prices starting at $66 on sale and may be purchased through Ticketmaster.com. Let's start giving some of this stuff away. We also have the four pairs of Exotica, the Expo 2021 at the Miami Airport Convention Center. That sounds like a place Gordon Solie would be broadcasting from, right? From the Miami Airport Convention Center, that's right. The Killer Bees are going to be in the ring tonight against the Funk Brothers, and it should be one heck of a saga that'll be written here tonight. Just outside the Miami airport. All right, let's go to Todd. Todd, you're on the ALT Defo show on 940 Winds, 1230 The Zone, and around the world on the iHeart app. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Which is your preference here? Do you want to see the legend fight there, Evander Holyfield, or Exotica turns you on?
I think I'm going to go with the fight.
Okay, very good. You're in. You've got tickets, and... there are some kind of fugazi arrangements being made for you to receive these since the fight is Saturday night, which Luby will be happy to inform you how that's going to happen. Right, Luby? You have that
Our promotions department will, but hold on for me, Todd, and I'll be right with you and get your info. Give me 1 second, Todd. Hold on.
I think this is like an email special, Luby, which is good.
All of our tickets
now. Todd has
email.
A pair of, what's that now?
All of our tickets now we email, but this is, I think, straight through the promoter. But again, our promotions department will handle that, so just hang on there, Todd, and I'll be right with you.
All right, and we also have Derek searching for a pair of tickets or something. Derek, you're on 940 Winds, 1230 The Zone. Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Depot?
Couldn't be better, my friend. Thanks for calling in. Are you intrigued by the Exotica Expo 2021, or you want to see the old legend, Evander Holyfield, in the ring?
I want to see the old legend.
Oh, very nice. We have a lot of boxing fans in the crowd.
It's our
That's
show.
What I like. Very nice. All right, Derek, you hang on the line. You've got a pair of tickets to see Evander Holyfield in the ring against UFC. This is a little crossover thing, right? This is like Mayweather-McGregor.
Yes.
Conor McGregor.
Yes, yes.
I'll die to zero. Evander Holyfield in there against the UFC legend Vitor Belfort. All right, so we have some more stuff to give away, so just give us a call, 866-801-0940. We'll do more of this. We have one more pair of tickets to see the Holyfield fight and this concert, huh? Gente de Zona. See, I didn't realize that you were bopping around to Gente de Zona, Luby.
Oh, no, I love everything.
I'm just trying to get you to expand your musical horizon.
That's why when you make fun of me for just like one thing, it's the opposite. I feel like you have sort of honed in, and good for you. I like everything. I just try to mix up music. I like... reggaeton, I like reggae dancehall, I like rock, I like pop, I like hip-hop, I like some blues, I like
it's clear,
some
though,
other stuff.
If you compare, and if I could make a straight-up trade, if I was Chris Greer, I would trade on the musical content, on programming, I would trade you straight up for Ricardo right now,
yeah,
and I'd even offer to pay the rest of your salary, Luby.
You play the stuff you like, and I love you, but I try to play stuff that everyone likes, and it's to you, Jersey, and I guess everyone at the track's dismay, and I'm sorry for that, but... I like our range of listeners, and I try to make everyone happy. That it's really not for me. I wouldn't play half the stuff I play. I try to make everyone happy.
I like that you're doing You're doing the show for the people. That's great.
I try to do that. It doesn't always work out.
Big Al says we're not dead to run for 71.
I hope he's right. I hope he's right.
I got a kick out of this. Remember yesterday, we briefly touched on this. I had a pretty long drive down to our destination there at Topgolf Doral for the launch of Destination Sport Miami, which was a lot of fun, and we had the pleasure of having some real dignified people on the program that are connected with Destination Sport Miami. And then I was blown away, literally, when I don't know if he meant it. I'm assuming he seemed very sincere.
What do you mean he came out of nowhere? We were getting ready to go. He came on his own accord. Like, Randy Moss is a very determined person, and he's very independent. No, there was no one holding his hand. All the bigwigs were, you know, in a conference room, you know, talking about the postscript. He did it on his own. It was actually pretty impressive and pretty, and I definitely appreciated it. That was pretty cool.
We pull this off. It's a local radio coup here, Randy Moss segment every week. We'll see if that happens. But it was his idea. That's the weird thing about it. Luby. We got very excited about that. That'd really be cool. Kind of cool. You were literally mossed when he came by.
Yes. Yeah, I was mossed. Yes.
It was fantastic, but we had a good time there yesterday. But I'm driving down. I'm listening to Amy Lawrence on 1230 The Zone. It started out, and she had one of those topical themes working. Very popular on network sports talk radio these days. What is your favorite thing about the football season? I thought about that, and really, there's only one thing, right? And it's betting. It's points.
I was going to say gambling.
Is it not? Who are we kidding with that, Amy? I mean, what other answer is there? Oh, I like the food. Get out of here. We love food, too, but the only reason to watch NFL football, and Roger Goodell knows this, otherwise he wouldn't have sold his soul.
Yep.
To DraftKings and FanDuel and any organization that he can connect himself with in the NFL, right? Remember, they used to laugh at this. They used to make the Greek come on and pretend like he wasn't talking about betting money on a game. He would say to Phyllis George, well, if you were inclined to take an interest in this game. He's like, what are you talking about, Greek? You're sending it in with both fists. We know that. The point spread is the only important thing. And it was like taboo. Remember, we were talking about that, one of the clips in the opening with Musbury. It was taboo to mention gambling. In any format,
any way,
connected with the National Football League. And now every betting slob is welcome for a free lunch at Goodell's house. All you have to do is show a losing ticket from some casino. Yeah, come on in, Lou. How much did you lose? Well, that's too bad. I tell you what, we got another full slate of games coming up this week, and I got just the pick for you. Goodell will be touting games pretty soon on FanDuel.
Honestly,
that'll be great. This week, I really like Cleveland with the points against Kansas City. Okay,
The commission's takes, and then you'd go to Roger Goodell in that room he did the draft from 2 years ago.
Yeah. He's buried in the basement there with, like, the gold sheet, poring over stats and sabermetrics so he can come up with an appropriate analysis of the game. All right, we're coming back with more in a moment. A Deal Volkswagen, the Forest Files. We love the people at Deal Volkswagen. They are fantastic supporters of this show, and we wouldn't be here without them. So we have a Deal Volkswagen, the Forest Files. Is it the same set of questions and vague answers that we have with this Dolphin team going into this Patriot game on Sunday? And I really couldn't tell you if I think they're going to have a great season or not. Can you?
I can. That's what actually Luby's Law is about today. I go very strong in the fact that I think the national media is underestimating the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, Jesus, no. Don't say me that.
I know. They're doomed now.
Speaking of gente de zona, no say me that. As Jersey Kyle's ex-girlfriend, the lovely Maria, by the way, would have said to him whenever he said, I'm going to the track, Maria. No, I won't be coming over today. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
She'd be on the speakerphone saying, no say me that, Martinez. It's 7:32.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Get them. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. Anna and the gang at Deal are saying goodbye to summer and hello to autumn with their first fall sale of the year. Rake in the deals on all remaining 2021 models and fall into savings on the 2022s as well. Anna makes buying or leasing a Volkswagen easy, and Volkswagen makes cars that are absolute fun to drive. Enjoy savings on all Jetta models, Tiguan models, Atlas models, and more. And you can count on Deal to always offer exceptional prices, selection, and the best service. Leave it to Anna and her team to get you a great deal. Say so long to summer and spice up your life with a new Volkswagen. Visit Deal today at the classic location, 3601 Bird Road. Tell them Defo sent you, or visit DealVolkswagen.com, and you'll be like thousands of happy customers, including me, that say it's all about the DEEL. Generally speaking, when a team goes into a so-called rebuild, traditionally it comes with a five-year plan. Stink the first year, stink a little less the second, and start showing signs of life in the third before beginning a long period of being in contention in most subsequent seasons. When the Finns began their fabled tank for Tua job 2 years back, it was a little hard to watch. They lost their first 7 ball games, most in blowout fashion, then began dealing any viable NFL players on their roster for draft picks while filling the gaping holes they left with guys Chris Greer was picking up at gas stations and driving to the team headquarters, and they would start that very same week. However, while looking like they were about to take the pipe in virtually every game, the team somehow won 5 of its last 9 that year, and then bolstered by a couple of key additions in the offseason, won 10 of their first 15 before a blowout in Buffalo snapped the Magic City back into reality about this club. Yes, there was still a great distance. ...filling the gaping holes they left with guys Chris Greer was picking up at gas stations and driving to the team headquarters, and they would start that very same week. However, while looking like they were about to take the pipe in virtually every game, the team somehow won 5 of its last 9 that year, and then bolstered by a couple of key additions in the offseason, won 10 of their first 15 before a blowout in Buffalo snapped the Magic City back into reality about this club. Yes, there was still a great distance to go. Have the Dolphins hit that point where the third year of this process exceeds the usual timeline? You would have to think after winning 15 of its last 25, this team is ready to make an even greater ascent, despite the usual set of question marks entering the 2021 campaign. Do we have a franchise quarterback? Is the offensive line good enough to make this team a playoff contender? Are there enough players on a relatively nameless defense to pressure opponents and keep this club in games when the offense goes off the rails? You would have to think Greer and Coach Brian Flores are onto something. While we're not exactly sure what, it's approaching Tug McGraw time. You gotta believe, especially when they have won at a 600 clip since that abysmal 0-7 beginning in a season that had 0-16 written all over it. It all begins on Sunday with a road trip matchup against the Patriots, who also hold their share of mysteries this year. The feeling here is we will get some quick answers to our key questions about the direction of the Dolphins in the early stages of perhaps this game and certainly this season. As ring announcer Bruce Buffer would say, it's time! We had a chance to finally sort things out. Jeff DeForest for the DeForest Files. Tommy Hutton. We love you. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs. I hope we get to talk to you again next week or sometime very soon before it all concludes, because it's always a pleasure, my friend. And thank you so much for being with us.
Be happy to. And bottom line is, I am older than you are.
Older than DeForest.
But you look a lot better, my friend.
You're the best.
Well preserved. You're using that Minervini Botox or something.
The morning just isn't right without DeForest. It's now time for the DeForest Show. Right.
It's a little hard to believe, isn't it, Lumi, that Tommy Hutton is older than I am, just on appearance alone?
He's in amazing shape, man.
What is his secret? He never really said. I think it's living a happy and good life. He's doing what he loved to do as a kid, as his job, still involved in broadcasting. Tommy Hutton, one of the great Americans here on the South Florida scene. All right, we still have another pair of tickets to give away. Everybody dropped off there during a break. That was ready. Was there nobody on hold to begin with? Was that the deal, Luby? Are we staggering to give these things away? We have another pair of tickets for the Evander Holyfield return to the ring to fight the phenom UFC legend Vitor Belfort for the Legends 2 presented by Triller Fight Club. That's coming up Saturday night. You can have a couple of tickets for that at 6 p.m. from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. Do you know who the color commentator is going to be? The lovely and talented one reminded me of this, and I did see something about it on the tube. The color commentator for the fight, and you'll remember the thriller in Manila, I believe the play-by-play was being done by, like, David Frost, the old talk show host. Remember David Frost, Luby? And his color analysts were Red Fox and, like, James Brown for that fight. So this is along those lines. Donald Trump is going to be the color commentator for this Evander Holyfield fight against the UFC legend Vitor Belfort. And you can win a pair of tickets for that right here on the show just by giving us a call at 866-801-0940. But you better get in quick, as they say, right, Luby?
I think we're down to one pair because it feels like everyone likes the boxing, which is great. We're big boxing fans. Yeah. I think we're down to one pair. So the next person wants boxing
next
tickets.
Person.
It's theirs. They got them.
All right. That's Saturday night at the Hard Rock. You're looking for something great to do. And very well-run events here. And it includes these concerts.
Yes.
Or a major concert. I can't believe all the people they have here. Brazilian pop star Anita, Latino superstar Lunay, and the Cuban supergroup, which Luby loves, Gente de Zona.
They're really good.
Gente de Zona.
Huge.
All right, so give us a call on that. We'll give the tickets away. We also have several pairs of tickets, general admission for the Exotica Expo 2021, where Luby is making an appearance, but not a paid appearance. He's paying to get in or stealing a pair of these tickets at the Miami Airport Convention Center. And that's going from September 17th to the 19th. Give us a call, 866-801-0940, 866-801-0940. If you'd like to go to the fight or the Exotica convention, and that's going to be the expo. It's going to be at the convention center by the Miami Airport, the 17th through the 19th. All right, we're coming back with more. Scheduled to be joined by Brandon Lang.
I just spoke with him. He is awake. He sounds coherent. And he'll be
Where
on with
he?
Us next.
I guess it doesn't matter as long as
you're he's alive. That's all that matters.
All right, Brandon Lang, always, you always have to keep your finger on the dump button there with Brandon Lang. You never know if he's going to go too far. He takes you right to the edge of the cliff here. But he'll have some steam on college and pro football, and we'll get his opinion. Does he think, now he has a tendency to want to play underdogs, not to the extreme that Mark Lawrence does. I mean, he will give out some favorites. Because he just goes with what he thinks but and what his research tells him. Curious, though, about his Miami-New England pick. What do you think, Luby? Which way is he going to go, Brandon Lang?
Going Patriots, I would think, with the Belichick. Because most sound people are leaning that way. I'm just sort of crazy, so there's that.
All right. Well, the fact that you're overwhelmingly endorsing the Miami Dolphins is not only rolling over the Patriots, but having a playoff-caliber season. Scares the living daylights out of me. That's going to air later on. You want to make amendments to that now before you curse the team and leave them with no chance to do anything but go, what, 7? It would be 7-10 now. How ugly is that? All right, back with more in a moment. Tony Segreto goes all school with us, too, in the 8 o'clock hour. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
On 9-9, it's 7:47. Thanks so much, Rick Pitino. It was a pleasure having you on. You're welcome any Degenerate Friday to join us. Hopefully Jersey Kyle will come through. He was so worried you were coming back from Greece that he wouldn't have that boat lift in time.
Well, I signed the contract before Greece. That was 7 months ago. I came home. I'm sure the electrical work would be done, but unfortunately, he's hanging out with you guys betting Oakland Park.
Bonner Park today. No, that's expedited by his usual process. So you're getting the royal treatment.
I would have been agreeable to pay him in euros, but he wouldn't do it.
If you funneled it into his home betting account, he'd be happy.
The cafecito is piping hot. Why not enjoy it with Defoe
and Luby. It's now time for the Defoe Show.
Tino had this show scoped out within the first few seconds that he was on. It's a degenerate paradise. All right, this is great, and welcome back to the show. Destination Sport Miami presenting the ALT Defoe Show, brought to you by Altitude International. And in presenting this gentleman, I can envision the GM and the PD are clutching the license and probably on hold with the FCC. We welcome to the show, two for the money fame, the great one himself, Mr. Brandon Lang. Brandon, how are you, my friend?
Man, this world is a very dark place right now. Things aren't going well. So you know what? If we're going to start off the 2021 football season, we're going to start it off with some Langer banger humor. So here we go. This is I've done radio shows for the last 2 weeks. This joke has destroyed people. Okay. It's that good. It's for all the married guys out there. Pull your car over, sit back, relax, and enjoy this one. So a wife wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning. She looks over. Her husband's not in bed. Puts her slippers on, her robe. She goes downstairs. She flicks on the kitchen light. He's not there. She hears something. Goes into the living room, and there he is, sitting in the pitch dark, crying as if he's lost a child. And she says, honey, are you okay? And he goes, you remember when we were 17 years old and all my friends said I shouldn't date the sheriff's daughter? She goes, yeah. And 6 months later, your dad caught us having sex upstairs and he put a gun to my head. And he said, you will marry my daughter, or I will put you in prison for 20 years. She goes, yeah. He goes, I'd be getting out of prison tomorrow.
He's crying of happiness.
As I said, yeah, they were clutching the license. They were the radio station license there. Brandon Lang with us here. And that was good. I mean, it's like 4 in the morning where you are, is it not, Brandon Lang? Are you in Vegas?
That's right. 4 8-balls, 7 strippers all night. Let's go.
Our kind of guest.
Listen, 20 years ago, absolutely. Yeah. 58 years old, in the gym every day since January 11th. I look like I play tight end for the Raiders everywhere I go in Vegas because I'm a monster right now. People like going, yo, you play in the NFL? I'm like, yeah, I'm retired, play for the Raiders. I mean, I'm huge. I'm absolutely huge. I should send you a picture, but then people would think I'm gay for sending you a picture, and Lord knows I don't need that out there going around, although I think there's some trainers out there that are really hot. But anyway, as I'm saying, I feel good, look good. 5 straight winning months at BrandonLang.com. We won all summer long and trying to make September number 6. It's football season. It's where we go. It's what we live for. And just in a really good place. And again, I'd be getting out of prison tomorrow. So there we go.
All right, fire up some games for us here. That's what the people gave them time to get their pads and pencils out. Brandon Lang, selections for this week, college and pros.
3-dog night in college. Let's start off with Northern Illinois, who rolled down to Georgia Tech last week. They got 19 starters back. Rocky Lombardo, Jr., we saw him at Michigan State. He's now the quarterback of Northern Illinois. What did they do last week? They only rolled down to Georgia Tech plus 19 and won the game outright. Now they're coming back home, catching a 7 number from Wyoming. And everybody's crazy about Wyoming. 20 starters back. They're loaded. They're filthy. And what'd they do? They struggled at home against Montana State, winning 19-16. I'm sorry, boys. If you can go down and be in an ACC school as a 19-point dog and you're coming home, I got to take 7 with you. I get Wyoming's got everybody back. The moms are back. The dads are back. The families are back. But I got to take Northern Illinois plus 7 at home over Wyoming. Eye test. Sometimes you got to trust your eye test. If you're in a bar and you see a hot chick, look for the Adam's apple. That'll identify whether they're a really hot tranny or they're a normal regular girl. Tip there, because there's a lot of hot trannies running around out there. The eye test with Iowa. They looked absolutely incredible last week and just blowing out a really good Indiana team, and they're getting more than a field goal at Iowa State. I like Iowa plus the 4.5. And the bad beat of the day last Saturday was Rice-Aroni. the San Francisco treat. Plus 20, tied 17-17 in Arkansas at the end of the third quarter. Four possessions in the fourth quarter. Interception, 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 punt. They give up a touchdown with a minute 58 to go to lose by 21 and not cover. Don't get off the Rice bandwagon. This is a good football team getting 8 at home to Houston. We'll roll with the Rice Owls plus the 8 coming back home as a juicy home dog there.
Excellent stuff. All right, NFL, I would imagine you're going to put a little taste on a couple of games there too.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump on the Ron Rivera Washington defense at home minus 1 bandwagon over the Chargers of Los Angeles. A lot of people high on the Chargers. New coach on the road. This situation, I'll force him to have his team ready to play. We'll give Rivera the coaching nod plus the 1. Listen, I don't know if you've watched the Giants. They're terrible. And I'm not a road favorite guy, but Denver looked absolutely incredible in the preseason. They're healthy back on defense. I'm going to take Denver by the half point, lay 2.5 with the Broncos. And listen to me. If Andy Dalton and Josh Fields and Matt Nagy go out to L.A. against that Rams defense and figure out a way to stay in single digit, so be it. But do you trust Andy Dalton on the road against anybody, especially a good defense? I think this is a coming-out party for the Rams. Again, I'm not a chalk guy, but I would take the Rams minus the 7.5. And in the super teaser of the day, just take the Rams from minus 7.5 down to minus 1.5. Hook that up, teaser up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tonight. Take them from minus 8.5 down to minus 2.5. And you got yourself a two-team teaser. Rams, Bucks, juicy two-team tranny teaser to start your 2021 NFL and college season.
This would be the only place you could get that. And, of course, it could only come from Brandon Lang. The two-team tranny teaser is out there on the table for your sports consumption, people. And we're getting sports wagering down here, so you'll be able to show up and plunge away legally in state. October 15th, I believe, is the day, although still some red tape to go through. Brandon, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks so much for being with us here on the show. It's great that you got up with us this early in the morning in Vegas. And best of luck, BrandonLang.com, right? That's where you find all your stuff?
That's it. Rocking and rolling. Oh, and the podcast, Best Damn Sports Betting Pod, period. My new podcast, it's absolutely hysterical. This week's edition, I got a great Monica Lewinsky story. Had a chance to beat her, had a chance to hit it after Clinton. I should tell that story on your show, but my boy Chris Case, we went out on a double date because his wife's best friend was best friends with Monica in high school. And after the dinner date, Monica's like, Chris, I would really, really like to go out with him. She still was carrying a few pounds, but listen, I had a chance to shop the White House after Clinton, and I didn't do it. I don't have many regrets in life, but I should have gone there. I should have gone there after Bill just to hear her say, "Man, you brought it better than Bill ever would." I mean, how do you not go there? How do you not do it? I regret it. The full story is on the podcast, and let's have a winning weekend. And who knows where I'll go with you guys next week.
All right, Brandon Lang, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being with us. The great Brandon Lang, two for the money, fame, the money. Two for the Money Fan, the movie based on his life, of course, and had McConaughey playing his character in Two for the Money, a classic, which was the origin of that clip that you play about, I bet my mother's children's children.
Yes, sir.
On this game. And Jeremy Piven. All right, back with more in a moment. Tony Segreto goes old school with us. That's brought to you by Texas Roadhouse Restaurants, Catholic Health Services, and A. Caruana and Associates. An outstanding real estate firm in a red-hot market. You need to know what they know about real estate to get the job done. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
8:01.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.